Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. California air regulators today adopted a sweeping climate plan demanding that the state's utilities, refineries, and factories transform their operations to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The plan is the most comprehensive in the U.S. and makes real the promise of AB 32, the state's landmark climate control bill passed by lawmakers 2 years ago. Craig Miller is senior editor of KQED's Climate Watch, and he's been covering today's hearings. Give me some examples, Craig. What does the AB 32 plan really require?
It is a whole mishmash of strategies, but it puts a cap-and-trade program in place for trading carbon credits among utilities and industries. It's energy efficiency programs, cleaner fuels, a low-carbon fuel standard, a requirement that the state's utilities are using a certain amount of renewable energy by a certain date, overall, to try to get greenhouse gas emission levels back to 1990 levels by 2020 and an 80% reduction by 2050.
The California Air Board vote today was unanimous, but it's still controversial. Why?
Well, and remember, too, this is just the latest step after months of draft plans, public comments, peer reviews, and even today on the day of the vote, a parade of testimony that lasted for more than 2 hours. And there still are people that aren't entirely happy with this. We'll give you a sampling of two opposing views from the testimony today. First, you're going to hear from James Duran of the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. He'll be followed by Bill McGovern of the Sierra Club. And I apologize that the quality of the audio feed from the state was a little squirrely, and unfortunately AB 32 won't fix that.
This plan is an economic train wreck waiting to happen. Up until now, that train wreck has only existed on paper. But if you approve this plan as presented, it will start to play out in the lives of every business and family in California, and most severely in the lives of those least able to afford it.
And my response is, we cannot afford delay. California cannot afford to wait before putting into place measures to reduce the pollution that causes global warming. What will be the cost to California if we do not take the steps that are outlined in the scoping plan? And let's weigh that against the cost of actually going forward.
That was Bill McGovern with the Sierra Club of California. And before that, James Duran from the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And Craig, it's obvious businesses think this will cost them a lot of money, this AB 32 plan. What about that cost that Duran talked about? There are battling estimates on this.
Yeah, cost is probably the most controversial aspect of this whole thing, Cy. And even as recently as 3 weeks ago, the Legislative Analyst's Office came out with a somewhat searing report attacking that the assumptions and the economic analysis and the methodology that the Air Board used when putting together what they believe will be a net positive for the state.
Implying that it'll be a lot more expensive for the state.
That's right. I mean, the Air Board says that after everything comes out in the wash, we'll be $16 billion a year ahead as a result of putting this into place. The LAO is basically saying, wait a minute, let's look at some of the peer reviews and the assumptions you're making here. We're not seeing how you're coming up with those numbers. So whether this ultimately ends up costing us money or saving us money is still somewhat of a question mark.
So where is the plan? Does it go into effect tomorrow?
Now, this was a formal adoption of a plan to implement a law, and it's got so many individual facets and regulations to it. There'll be a continuing series in a process trying to get each one of those in place. And I might add that the LAO also is asking, where's the money going to come from to implement this?
For the air police.
For the air police, that's right.
Now, Craig, we don't have much time, but there's more controversy at the Air Board. After voting on AB 32, the board began hearings on a new diesel exhaust rule for truckers.
And this is not so much climate-driven as health-driven. This is to try to get the particulate pollution and the ozone-creating chemicals out of the air and force truckers to meet a certain emission standard for those essentially within about 5 years. And there's a million trucks on the road in California, affects a lot of people, but mostly, it will affect the independent truckers with the oldest trucks. And so there's been a lot of pushback against that. They'll probably vote on that tomorrow.
Thanks, Craig.
Okay, Si.
Craig Miller is senior editor of KQED's Climate Watch. You can hear more on the AB 32 vote and the diesel hearings tomorrow morning on the California Report. I'm Si Musiker, KQED Public Radio.